Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Joining us live this morning, Evan Brown. We're taking a look at some of the security measures that have entered schools across the country, including here in Western New York. Evan, AI gun detection is among them. And it's not just schools we're seeing this, but a lot of public places too.
Yeah.
What exactly is this? How does it work?
Certainly. So we've reported on this a few times here at Fox News, where a school district, now the most recent one is the Glassboro District in New Jersey, but Fort Smith, Arkansas did this last year. They're contracting with a company called Zero Eyes, and they're not the only company that does this. But it is a use of AI that taps into existing camera feeds, so you don't need to get new cameras. But it has the ability to detect if someone comes into the frame of view of the camera, if they're carrying a firearm, even if it's not necessarily visible or very visible, that the AI can detect this and can alert to it. So Zero Eyes itself has an operations center that is monitoring things. They also work in tandem with your local security or police. And the idea here is that the AI would be able to scan these cameras in real time and alert the humans involved that there could be someone who might be a threat because they're carrying a firearm in a place that they shouldn't be. So, for instance, a school campus or outside of a church, let's say, something that we've learned about. So, or a grocery store, for that matter, if the grocery store company wanted to get involved in something like this. I know that affects the folks in Buffalo big time. So this is, again, a wonderful use of technology that might give law enforcement and private security a chance to react much more quickly to someone who poses a threat, as opposed to having human eyes staring at those cameras, and maybe they're not able to see everything as quickly as the AI would.
You know, we're aware of Niagara Falls City Schools that uses this system, Zero Eyes, and maybe even more here in Western New York, but we know at least one of them does. But
yeah.
what if it's not a real gun? What about a false alert?
Better safe than sorry? I think that would probably be the big answer, right? Let's just say the system alerts the officers to someone who it believes could be carrying, and maybe even under their shirt for that matter, or in their waistband or whatever, and law enforcement intercepts this person and searches them and finds out, no, there is no firearm. Well, okay, but, you know, there was a suspicion of it, and they did their job, and they figured out there really was no threat. Are we any worse for that? I don't think so. In this age where people storm schools and churches and again supermarkets, this may be a very effective way to try to prevent something from happening or prevent it from getting worse in the event something does happen.
Does that kind of go with maybe the mindset of a lot of schools around this issue in general, where, you know, proof of concept, like, does it actually work? Have we seen a lot of instances of this stopping an actual threat, or are we just happy to spend our money on whatever might work in the future just to be safe?
So I think from the from Zero Eyes and these other companies, they have gone through extensive testing, and they have a very big belief that their technology works very well. But also, as you said, yeah, there are people who are willing to, or entities, groups that are willing to spend the money on something like this as a tool to try to prevent something bad from happening. And the thing about Zero Eyes is that it is scalable in terms of cost and what services they'll provide. So, you know, not everyone, not every school district, for instance, is going to be able to afford, you know, a whole security team at every campus. I mean, most schools might just have like one school resource officer who may not be able to be looking at the cameras at all times, if there even is, even if that's a thing. So this, you know, this would augment that, and not at a bank breaking cost.
You know, I'm wondering, what is the cost? Because I'm sure a lot of districts would love to have this, or other places too, like you've mentioned.
Well, I'm not a salesman for the company, so I don't want to get into that. People can certainly go to their website, and that is listed there. Plus, there's, you know, contact ability to maybe try to get a quote. But it is something that is scalable, and it can be priced out in certain ways that would make things affordable and acceptable to entities that are on a budget, as most are.
Well, Eben, thank you for joining us this morning. Interesting to take a look at this. Eben Brown on some of the new AI technology that's being used in schools.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brett Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.